Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Brigham Hoig.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, LaVon.
You bet. Now, Brigham is the director for Cass County Wellness. And Brigham, Christmas means lots of things. But one of the things it means is shopping. And you have organized a way to give people a unique way to do shopping.
Yeah, so this is kind of under my Produce in the Park hat, but I'm excited that we've got a pop-up Christmas market this year.
Yes, and some folks may have participated in Harvest Market, which was sort of the same thing, but the Christmas one is a surprise. Maybe we're starting a new tradition.
I hope we're starting a new tradition, yeah. So it's online pre-order or pre-order over the phone. We can talk about that too. Until this Saturday at midnight, and then drive-through pick up your purchases at the community center next Monday, the 21st. So that's the Monday before Christmas.
Yes,
between 2 and 6 p.m.
And again, going back to Harvest Market, if people participated in that, or if they didn't, I think people really appreciated the fact that they could just drive up and their whatever they had ordered were brought out to them, and everybody was smiling and happy. And so I'm sure it's going to be the same way for this. So give us a little more about the process of how people get involved with this pop-up market.
Sure. So because of the restrictions, we're not doing an in-person shopping. And really, you're right, we're doing this because this drive-through pickup works so well at Harvest Market. We thought, we can do this again. This is not that hard. This is easy for our customers. So right now, you can go to produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com or find us on Facebook. And there you'll find a list of our 11 vendors that are selling for Christmas market. And you can place orders online, but we've also included vendor phone numbers right there so that, you know, if there's a reason you can't shop online or aren't comfortable with that, you could give the vendor a call and talk about an alternative payment arrangement.
Okay,
then,
so...
Go ahead.
If we shop online, then the payment can just be made directly, and that, you know, to me that's pretty handy. I don't have to worry about the right cash and having money or card with me. It just gets paid right there online. But if we don't order online, then what are the options for payment?
Yeah. So that's why I say give the vendor a call, because they might say, hey, mail me a check, or they might say, no, drop a check here, or they might say pay in cash when you show up on site.
Okay, so lots of different ways there. So let's say I've placed my order, and I'm looking forward to picking it up on Monday the 21st. So now that I have the order and the 21st is here, what time do I have?
Yeah, so... we have between 2 and 6 p.m. You can drive through any time.
Okay. And drive through, yeah, but it's kind of drive around the Cass County Community Center.
Yes. We're actually going to do a slightly different route than we did for Harvest Market. We're going to keep you at the front of the building, but it's going to be drive through the parking lot of the community center, because we've got that nice little sheltered pull-up spot right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Just drive over that.
It's only 45 degrees.
So then it really is more like a drive-through, because there's actually that, as you say, that shelter where there's just, drive-through. Wonderful. And so let's talk about what we might think about ordering. You know, we're December, middle of December. Is there actually going to be fresh produce?
Okay, so that was actually a pleasant surprise for me, too, because, you know, we hadn't planned on this market. If we had planned on it, our vendors would have planted more late-season produce. But thank goodness, yes, there actually is. So we've got a number of different squash available. We've got sweet potatoes from a couple different vendors. What else do we have? We've got some microgreens from Brunco Farm, and sometimes... eggs get tossed in under the produce category, so I just want to give them a shout out.
You bet. Fresh local
two
eggs.
Different vendors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And people are often asking about fresh local eggs. So we're really excited. We've got two different vendors offering fresh local eggs this time.
Yeah, that's great. Another item that we maybe don't think of as produce, but I believe we have somebody with honey.
Yes. Yeah. No, good call. Yes, we have Terra Bear Honey. And we Produce in the Park was the first market they joined, and they've got, like, cute little stocking stuffers and Christmas gift boxes. So, yeah, I'm really glad they're sticking with us.
Yes. And I know some people really want local honey. That I'm not sure what the research is, but I think there's some pretty good research that says that it does help people with allergies because those bees and the clover and all that are local. And so whether it's researched or not, it's a good idea to have that local honey.
Yeah. This guy's just from Adair, so he's right in your heart.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty local, yes.
Yeah.
Compared to who knows where. So are there some things other than produce?
Yes, there are. So it's Christmas, so you might be thinking of delicious cookies, and there are delicious cookies. I love it that a couple different vendors are offering, like, a take and decorate your cookies. So, you know, you just come in, you've got the sugar cookies all made, you've got the frosting there in a box. I think when it comes to picking something up a few days before Christmas, that's an awesome gift idea, especially as we can't necessarily gather with people who we maybe made cookies with, usually. We've got the Kringle Man with the delicious Danish pastries. Emily Paulson, again, is bringing back her pies and Danish braids. There's a lot of good sweets there.
And, you know, we sort of expect that at holiday time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Any craft items or masks? Are there any of those kinds of things?
Yep, you bet. Yeah, so Becky and Allie Dreger are a mom and daughter duo who are just joining their first market. And they're, you know, got some tea towels that they've printed. And they've got, like, some other Christmas decor. There's some of that from Kingwood Farm as well. Really nice kind of greenery decor. We've got Smudge. If you've been to Produce in the Park this summer, you were there when our new candle and soap vendor came. We're excited about them because they're right from Audubon, and they just got the cutest soaps and then really good smelling candles.
Smudge. Who could forget Smudge? What a clever name.
Yeah.
That's all part of that marketing.
Yeah. I've got a few more if you want me to get going.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Sweet Sisters Vegan from Atlantic does vegan products, lip balms, and soaps. I really like their lotion bar. The Pet Bistro has been joining our markets. They have really nice pet treats and food and other pet supplies.
So there's quite a few folks who've decided to join this pop-up Christmas market, and quite a nice variety from people food to pet food and a lot of things in between.
Mm-hmm.
So great. So this has been an extension of Produce in the Park. I'm assuming as you look forward to probably June that Produce in the Park will actually be in the park again.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that we've learned so much about distancing and masking, and everybody has done such a good job of just providing other space. I really think we'll be back in the park. We may go ahead and continue to offer pre-orders because, you know, we get a lot of people thanking us for these pre-order options, saying, you know, that makes me feel more comfortable, and you never know when you're going to be the next one who's in quarantine due to a contact, and it keeps shopping open no matter what. So,
and I think
they'll be back in the park.
Yeah, and a few people perhaps that find it difficult to walk through the park, but they can drive their vehicle and order what they want and get it delivered right there. So it's a convenience for folks in a lot of different ways.
That's a really good point. Yes.
So Brigham, one of the other things that you've really been working on related to our whole pandemic is helping to make us more aware, encouraging us to do the things we ought to do. So we need to keep looking forward to messages from you.
Sure. Thanks.
And your it's been a week or so ago, your message about being outdoors. Take advantage of being outdoors.
Yes.
And the weather looks good coming up, so lots of opportunity. What's that word you use?
Free loose live. It's a Scandinavian word talking about outdoor living. But I just thought it was such a fun word to introduce to folks.
Yeah. Okay, Brigham, let's remind folks of date, time, and place for ordering and picking up for this Christmas pop-up market.
Yes. Okay, so you can order now through this Saturday, the 19th at midnight. So be sure you get your orders in by then. Go to www. and then spell this all out, produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
All right.
And there you'll find online shopping or vendor phone numbers if you need that option. Then, after you've got your orders placed, you'll come to the community center on Monday, anytime between 2 and 6, whenever works best for you. We'll have a little drive-through area, and you'll just pick up right there at the community center at the fairgrounds in Atlantic.
All right. Thank you very much, Brigham Hoig, who's the director of Cass County Wellness. Until next time, here is a question. What is Christmas? It is tenderness for the past, courage for the present, hope for the future. It is a fervent wish that every cup may overflow with blessings rich and eternal.